Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Somebody scream for Jesus. I can hear you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Tonight is tonight. And give God a celebration one more time. Hey! Wow. I told my eminent bishop that it's like I'm dreaming. I'm dazed. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you. You sang beautifully. You all are amazing people. Glory to Jesus. For the first time in the Kwabena and Comfort Amponsam Memorial Temple in the city of Accra, Tesano Alabaster International Ministry, is my father, Bishop Charles Ajinasare. I have rather a monte bro for an aha. Hallelujah. Tonight is going to be a lifetime encounter. When I was growing up as a child, I saw miracles from bishops' crusades. I'm not talking about I'm talking about real miracles. Ubiya, you won't know any fryer. We're feeling in Miami, and suddenly, in bishops' meetings, now we're not here, sir. You know? Ebrenua, now a more circle, new plan, opposite now. You know, whilst I was still a student, those days it was tapes, like cassette tapes. So we used to, you know, listen to his messages. There used to be a person who was attending then Word Miracle Church International. And so the lady used to come home with a cassette tapes. So I used to borrow the tapes from the lady and played it and listen. And one of the first words I learned from Bishop was the word miracle. Sabrina will be a kind of miracle. Miracle. It was only Bishop that said miracle. Miracle. And so first. And one of the people that we wanted to become like, you know, understand and learn from. And it was a humbling experience. And these are miracle services. And in those miracle services, Ubiya, you know, Oyare Ubiya, you know, Timinanti Ubiya, Nenye Fra Ubiya Pachin, in the Crusades, you will see real miracles. It's not like you will see real miracles. When Nisus will be a Yikitan or wheelchair, but instantly, by the grace of God, the Holy Spirit picks him up. So, wow! This is something else. And so, the man that I saw from a very far distance, I am dazed tonight that he is in this place. Wow! I was humbled by Bishop's humility. One, people skills. Two, leadership. Three, inspiration. Four, when I had a call one morning, very early morning, from Bishop Akwa, one of Bishop's pastors. And he said, Papa wants to see you. He said, me? I don't know if I'm here now. I'm checking. I'm in someone. I make a canoe.
And your mama said, Papa, be friend.
Sometimes I get those calls, and then the voice goes, Kofi. So Bishop said,
Bishop is
so
home.
So I asked the day, the time, the venue in Dimrika. And I was so honored to be in Bishop's house. Wow. Wow. Humbling.
Zero Namiam Shishime.
So I with my two bomb will be my chest, it's all over the place. It means you and I'm in the bishop will be Yaba. That's a good thing. I'm in the frail. And we say, oh, yeah, you mapa. Tina Matpon Safro. Now, you know, ye chidi said, yeah. Ya per se, you show him crying. Now, who knows, sir? We didn't penny for now, sir. And penny for Tawichi. And you heard you man so a woo, you know. And when Tina Mifro. Wow. Wow. So I knelt down. Papa prayed for me. I was just so honored to be in his presence, to have audience with him. It was just a humbling experience. But for him to come here tonight, oh, somebody help me scream for the Lord. Oh. We don't have the words or the verbose vocabulary. We are humbled that by the grace of God, you have come all the way to our level to be a blessing to God's people. We are humbled. Hallelujah. Sit down 1 minute. I will like, there are two people here. I'm going to divide it. Because he came from London with his dear wife. Clap for him. Edward Amponsa. He's a son of this house. The wife is a daughter of this house. They live in London now. As a matter of fact, they are grandchildren of my grandfather who gave us this place for free, whom we named this place after Isaac and Comfort Amponsa. Yeah. And Kwesi is a very powerful worshiper. There's also another beautiful worshiper from London. I have forgotten your name, but I'll get it and address it well. My brother, thank you so very much for... Ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet with a shout, with a clap, as we receive His Eminent Bishop, His Grace, Dr. Charles Ajinasare. Are you screaming?
Give Jesus a mighty, mighty, mighty clap offering. Give it to Jesus. Give it to Jesus. I receive all the introduction and all the accolades, and I place it at the feet of Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. When I hear some of these humorous introductions, it reminds me of the mouse who was trying to cross a wooden bridge with an elephant. And then the elephant asked him to sit on his ear, so he sat on his ear. And when they were crossing the wooden bridge, it began to shake. So when they got to the other side, the mouse scratched the elephant's ear and said, "We shook the bridge." Jesus represents that big elephant. I represent the little mouse. And after he has done it all, we say that we shook the bridge. Give the Lord a mighty clap. Amen. Will you please take your seat in the presence of the Lord? Jojo, welcome from London. God bless you. It's a pleasure to be here. Prophet Odro, it's a pleasure to be in the Alabaster House. Amen. We've been following your exploits on social media. But you know, years back, I used to hear you preach in Medina Church and all that. Yeah. I was following. Amen. And we are glad that you are speaking the truth. And truth at times is not pleasant. And God's prophets are supposed to be a conscience to the people. And that is what you are doing. We appreciate that. God's prophets are not just supposed to dream and see visions. They are supposed to be a conscience. They are supposed to guide God's people. Edify them where it's necessary. Rebuke them where it's necessary. Admonish them where it's necessary. And that is what you are doing. And so, for me, coming here, it's a pleasure. And I want you to know that you are doing a good work. And we are praying for you that you won't lose your cutting edge. Jimienu, Jai Jimienu. Amen. Put your hands together for your pastor. It takes a man who knows God to speak the truth even when it's not pleasant. Amen. And it means that your wife is a very bold woman, very daring woman. Because a lot of the times when you say some of the things you are saying, I know, because there are times I say a few things, not plenty. Then my wife is going gagas. So I know how it can be. So we thank God for your life. Thank God for standing with the man of God. If you disagreed so much with what he's doing, he would stop. And so if he's still doing it, then it means that you support what he's doing. We thank God for your life. Amen. The kind of person you marry can determine your destiny. And this season, one of the messages that has been in my spirit is curses and blessings. And this morning I was looking at generational curses, and I took a particular tribe, the tribe of Judah, and I was tracing generational curses in the tribe of Judah, and I was talking about the fact that the woman you marry, or the person you marry, determines your destiny, whether you will do well or you have problems. Amen. And you can tell, I mean, look at Solomon. The women he married destroyed him. So the person you marry matters. And so Isaac warned Jacob and said, don't marry among the Canaanites. Don't do it. Even Abraham said to his servant, go and get me somebody from my place, because I don't want you to marry amongst the Canaanites. Why? Because the Canaanites were people that had sold their souls and their spirits to do evil. And so the person you marry matters. Unfortunately for this generation, a lot of the men want to marry a woman who has hips and has big breasts. And the ladies also want to marry a man who will take them to Paris and take them to Dubai. And so they are no more praying. They are no more seeking the face of the Lord. The days when you see somebody you want to marry, you take it before the Lord to find out whether God, this is your plan. This is your purpose. It's changing. These days, we really look at the outward. we don't allow God to help us see the inside. May God help you make the right decision. If you are not married, give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Before I bring you the word, I came with a team. Part of my team is Frank and Ian and Co. Jones, Charlie Sam, and Dan and all of them, TV, pictures, etc. They are all part of my team. And then I came with my son-in-law, Elvis. He's with also the media department, Pastor Elvis. I came with my chauffeur, Chris, is also back there. And then my second biological son, Francis, Pastor Francis. Amen. My wife of just 36 years says to bring you her greetings. Amen. She would have loved to be here, but she has four grandchildren now, so she's doing grandmama duties. Amen. But tonight, the few minutes we have to spend together, your life will never be the same. Amen.
Amen.
I've been praying about what God wants me to share with you. You know, I'm old school. I mean, when you see my beard, it should tell you. Next year, I'll be 60. So, and I've been in full-time pastoral ministry for 38 years. I've done this for 38 years. And when I got into ministry, if you were going to preach a message, you needed to hear from God. What is God? God, what do you want me to bring to the people? There are some meetings I don't even get a message. I would wait on God. I wouldn't get a message. And I would go into the meeting and God would give me a message. Okay? Because, I mean, it's not your mind. Because this is God's work. Oh, you didn't hear me. This is God's work. And so if it's God's work, we must do it God's way. And if it's God's work, then he must give you a message for the people. And there are times the message he gives you, you think, but, well, he's the boss. Are you here with me? So, this, for some time now, the message in my spirit is curses and blessings. And as I prayed, God still was pushing me on curses and blessings. So tonight I want to speak briefly on what I have titled Mobile Curses. Amen. Mobile curses. Some Christians say that curses don't. Now, whether I speak fast or I speak slowly, it doesn't change anything. The power is not in how fast it is. Okay. Pastor, amen. God bless you. Amen. The power is not in how fast you say it or how slow you say it. The power is in the word of God. Oh, you didn't hear me. In Romans 1:16, the Bible says, "For the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe." The gospel. And so in Mark chapter 16, the Bible says, Jesus said, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. These signs shall follow them that believe, etc. And the Bible says in the verse 20, it says, so they went everywhere, preaching the word. And God was with them, confirming the word with signs following. God was not confirming them. He was confirming the word. God doesn't confirm you. He confirms the word. Because he's watching over his word to perform it. Give him praise. Give him praise. And it is important to remember that the word of God is a seed. Jesus said, a sower went to sow seed. And he said, some fell by the wayside, some fell on stones, some fell on thorns or among thorns, and some fell on good soil. And he said, the sower is God who goes to sow the word. So the word of God is a seed. Now, whatever harvest you need, when you sow the seed, that harvest will be generated. Oh, your amen needs a top up. And so you have got to sow the word. The word is very important. The word is very important. If you want to get people to live a holy life, sow the seeds of holiness. You want to get people to give, sow the seeds of giving. You want people to be lifted up and to excel, sow the seeds of excellence and lifting up. If you want people to experience their victory and their breakthrough, sow the seeds of faith. And they will experience their victories and their breakthroughs. Amen? Yes. As the word of God is coming, there is enough power to get you healed. Yes. To get you delivered. Yes. For God to meet you at your point of need. Yes. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Friday night, I was preaching in an Assemblies of God church in Ashama, and they brought a girl who has been in the church. She doesn't speak from birth, and the power of God opened her ears and made her to speak. And I was talking like I'm talking. So the power is not in how you say it. The power is in the word. Give him all the glory. Give him all the glory. And so quickly, let's look at a few things concerning mobile cases. It's important to remember that there is more than one case in the Bible. Some of us believers think that once you become a Christian, no curse can work against you. That is a lie of the devil. Because in Galatians 3 verse 13, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is he who hangs on a tree. So what Christ redeemed us from is the curse of the law. He's not redeemed us from self-inflicted curses. Amen? I've discovered about 9 different curses in the Bible. There is the curse of God, the curse of Satan, the curse of the prophet. There are self-inflicted curses, self-imposed curses that you bring upon yourself. So whether you are a believer or not, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. If you repay evil for the good done you, evil will never depart from your house. When you do that, you have brought a self-imposed curse upon yourself. This morning, like I said, now those of you who can check it on Facebook, you can go to Bishop Charles Ajinasari on Facebook and watch what I share, because I won't be able to tell you, but I was dealing with generational curses, and I was dealing with the generational curse that was in the tribe of Judah. You remember that Judah In Genesis chapter 49, Jacob called his children and said, come and let me tell you what will happen to you in the future. And so they came and he started speaking into their prophetic destiny. And he said, Judah, out of you will come the king. But when it was time for a king to be made in Israel, they didn't remember Judah. They brought Benjamin. Why? Because Judah got into sexual sin. Judah went to play with the Canaanites in the city of Adullam, and then found a Canaanite woman called Shua. And he married this woman, Shua. And they had three children, Onan and Shelah. And he promised to, he gave a woman to the firstborn. And the Bible says he was wicked. The Bible doesn't tell us what the wickedness was. God killed him. And then he gave the second one to the woman, as the tradition was. But it's important to note that when Judah went to Adullam and chose the Canaanites, he should have remembered that his grandfather, Abraham, didn't even want them to marry amongst the Canaanites. His grandfather, Isaac, didn't want them to marry amongst the Canaanites, because the Canaanites, from the day that Ham exposed his father's nakedness and Noah cursed Canaan, the Canaanites got into all forms of things. That's why God decided to clear them and take Israel there. Now, if you follow scripture carefully, you will discover that when Israel was going into the promised land, God made sure that they will not get into the sins of the Canaanites, because the sins of the Canaanites, the scripture tells us, when you break the hedge, the serpent shall bite you. And so the sins that the Canaanites were committing, God did not want the children of Israel to get into it. Because the only time curses will work against you is when the devil has a legal right into your life. You didn't hear me. When the devil has a legal right into your life, he can make demands. And so Judah did not give the last born when he grew up, after the second born was killed. He did not give it to this woman, Tamar. And so Tamar heard that Judah was coming to town, and she schemed and went and seduced him. She acted as a prostitute. By this time, his wife was dead, so he slept with her. And as the custom was, they were supposed to stone Tamar. And Tamar said, the one who gave me this. Because when he slept with her as a prostitute, her price was that she wanted a staff, she wanted a signet ring, she wanted his bracelet. And he also gave it to her. That's another story. He sold all his authority for this thing. Say, for this thing. So when the woman came out, he now realized that he had missed it. But what had happened was, he had committed incest. He had slept with his daughter-in-law. And the Bible says in Leviticus that if a man commits incest with his daughter-in-law, they must die. So there was something that had happened in the realm of the spirit that was dangerous. And so, they had children. And the children they had, one was Perez, one was Zara. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy, it says that an illegitimate child is not allowed into the tabernacle of the Lord unto the 10th generation. And so even though Judah, it had been prophesied that he will be king, he couldn't become king, or the tribe of Judah couldn't become king for 10 generations. When you go to Matthew chapter 1, the Bible tells us the genealogy of Jesus and tells us the genealogy of David. And when you count from Judah to David, there are 10 generations. Because until the 10th generation, that curse is not lifted. So because of what the great grandfather of David did, what was supposed to belong to the family was delayed for 10 generations. What am I saying? I'm saying that there are times there are decisions we take that will delay what God has to do in our families. And there are some of you, there are certain moves and certain promotions and certain favors you must get that you are not getting because somewhere along the line, something went wrong. And when you become a Christian, automatically, those things are not solved. You know, in the 80s, there used to be a very anointed man of God who was in a city in the U.S. of 3,000 people. On Sundays, he gathered 10,000 people. People came from all over the place. When he was in his mid-40s, he was disgraced. So, after his disgrace, I mean, he didn't go to chase a woman. But, he did something that brought a lot of shame. He lost his ministry. So, he began to investigate. In fact, he came to Ghana those days. So, he began to investigate what was the cause. And then he found out that his great-grandfather on his land, either the great-grandfather killed somebody or somebody killed somebody and they buried him on the land and they didn't tell the authorities. And so his grandfather, that his great-grandfather, in his 40s became very prominent and was disgraced. His grandfather in his 40s had become very prominent. They own an oil land. He was disgraced. His father in his 40s, he was disgraced. And now he was a pastor in his 40s. He was disgraced. I know another preacher, very anointed. Before he started doing good ministry, he had married 3 times. His father married 3 times. He has 4 children. They are all doing ministry. They've married 3 times. Every one of them. So don't tell me that once you become a Christian, curses don't work anymore. When Lazarus was brought from the dead, he was still tied with grave clothes. And Jesus said, "Loose him and let him go." When you receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you are made alive. You who were dead, you are made alive. And when you are made alive, you still are bound with grave clothes. And you have to be loosed. Tonight, may anybody who is bound, may he be loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. So I was tracing Judah. So Judah delayed the promise. Then David became king. Now you remember that David was saying, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." He wasn't just saying it. Because for 10 generations, none of his ancestors could enter the tabernacle of the Lord. When it was his time, he was the 10th generation. Now the curse was lifted. He could now go to the house of the Lord. So he was saying, "I am glad." And for some of you, because of something your grandfather did, your grandmother did, there are some things you have not entered. Tonight I came by the power of the Holy Ghost to push you into that thing, to enter what you have not entered. Give him praise, give him thanks, give him praise. But you see, the same David, when David became successful, that spirit of incest and sexual sin attacked him. Anything that has fought your family doesn't go. Jesus said, when an evil spirit leaves a house, it goes to walk in waterless places and looks to find a place. If it doesn't get any, it comes back to see if this place is swept and garnished but empty. And if it is empty, he goes to get 7 more wicked spirits than himself, and they come to inhabit the place. So any spirit that fought your father will fight you. But I came to say that you will win. lose sight of it. If you are a child of God, don't lose sight of it. Anything that fought your parents will fight you. Any demon that has resisted them will resist you. And so when David became successful, and the demons, at times they wait. When you are nobody, they don't touch you. Now, you haven't built a house. You don't have a name. So the devil is not interested. He just allows, you know. But when David became successful, when he became successful, and the Bible says, when it was time for kings to go forth to battle, at this point in time, David was still a young man. He wasn't old. When he got old, his servants told him, don't go to war. We will go to war. But at this time, David was supposed to be at war. Because at the time kings go forth to battle, the only people who remain in the city are eunuchs with the women. Castrated men. And the women know that, oh, as for these ones, oh, I can bath outside, nothing will happen. They can look at me and nothing will happen. And so, whilst the eunuchs were in town, David decided that he would come and rest on his balcony and see town. And then there was this lady who was bathing. And David couldn't control himself. The sexual sin that attacked his great-grandfather. Now David is a big man. That demon is attacking him. And for some of you, today that you are small, the devil is leaving you alone. I came to remind you, when you get big, don't forget. Because when you get big, the devil that fought your father and your mother, that devil will come and attack you. But the joy is that you are more than a conqueror. And there are times when we start succeeding, we forget. Before we succeed, we are always in church. Oh, before we got married, we were in church, we were in the choir, we were at usher, a meter, a greeter, technical team. Now we are married. God is second place. When we were struggling, we were tithe payers. Now that we even have money, now we don't want to pay tithe anymore. We have got to a place we think it is by our might and our power. And the sad part is that there are times we play these videos and people are saying, in Europe, the Germans, they did Second World War. They killed so many people. But look, they are still prospering. And as for us, every day the people, they are talking about curses and they are talking about demons. Are you Europe? Do you know the work that Martin Luther and John Wesley and Calvin them did? I mean, Martin Luther in those days was praying 4 hours every morning. He said, I have so much work to do that I have to pray 4 hours, otherwise I can't do it. Now you are praying 30 minutes. You get up in the morning and you have missed your prayer. Say, hey, God, I know you understand. And you want to come. When John Wesley them were praying and clearing Europe. So for the Europeans, their great grandfathers have done things for them that puts them in a position. Today they have forgotten God. And that's why their churches are getting empty. They have forgotten. They have become successful and the success is destroying them. May you never get to that place. When you see some of those videos, delete them. Don't be deceived. Because your grandfather, you know the things he did? Because we used to be tribal people. We used to have tribal wars. And in our tribal wars, our people used to go for mojos. So that when they go, they can kill people. There's a lot of bloodshed. Time will not permit me. I would have shown you the typical Ghanaian prayer. They pray when somebody is going to get married. They invoke till the point where they invoke the thousand gods. So you, when they meet and you are not even there, they call your name and they pour libation on your behalf. And you get up and you are a Christian, you become a Christian,
And when there is fasting and prayer time, instead of fasting and praying, you two are doing, my God, my God. The letter Marco says, Onyanko Pankura, your money nickname. So I say, my God, my God. Then, my God. But by here, no, now say, my God, my God. Some of us have become professional Christians. When we come to church and it's praise and worship, we don't even clap anymore. You are forgetting that when you start clapping, you are slapping the devil. Oh! When you start dancing, the devil is in trouble. And so success, David became successful. And the devil tempted him. And he decided to sleep with Bathsheba. His army captain's wife. The army captain who had gone to fight to keep David's throne alive. David was sleeping with his wife. And the Ten Commandments, one of the major things God hates is adultery. Taking somebody's wife. Tell any man sitting by you, may it be far from you. And if you are a woman and you are married, may nobody else sleep with you. Amen. Because you would open some floodgates. When David slept with Bathsheba, immediately a strange spirit entered him. Time will not permit me. I would have shown you. It wasn't that he didn't know. When he saw the lady, he sent to inquire of her. And they said, that is Uriah's wife. He said, go and bring her to me. He knew. He knew. And then sent Uriah to go and die. Because a strange spirit had entered into him. And from the day he did that, 2 Samuel chapter 12, God tells David through the prophet that what you did, your house will have trouble all the time. And David immediately said, God, have mercy. He laid before God. You see, there are times the reason why generational curses are perpetuated is because at a certain time, our progenitors or our ancestors accepted something, a covenant. You know, the day King Hezekiah exposed his kingdom and his treasures to the servants of the king of Babylon, and God sent his prophet to him and said, because of what you have done, your seed, your children will become eunuchs in the palace of the king. You know what King Hezekiah said? He said, as long as it will not happen in my days, it is okay. And there are times that is our attitude. There are times that is the attitude of our fathers. In the 80s, there was this woman we were ministering to. And the woman was nice. Those days, there used to be an Inku cream advert. It says, when you use Inku cream, the lady was a black beauty. The skin took to Munana. True. She was a bank manageress. Even today, for a bank manageress, you are a big woman. So can you imagine in the 80s? And this woman, all her siblings, sisters, are all pretty. Been to school, brilliant, doing good jobs. None of them was getting married. But during the deliverance, she started manifesting. And the demon said, she's mine. They are all mine. Because their grandfather came to us and said he wanted wisdom for his children. And that they should be prominent. And we said, we will marry them. And he agreed. So we had those curses had to be broken. The joy of it. is that after it, in 2 years' time, that lady got married. What it means is that the curse can be broken. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. But the issue is, the great-grandfather had accepted some things. And because of what he had accepted, the devil had legal rights into the family to claim those ladies. And there are some of you seated here. There are certain rights the devil is claiming over your life. Certain diseases that started with your great-grandfather, your mother experienced it, your grandfather experienced it, and your... Tonight, may it be uprooted. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus said, any plant that my father did not plant will be uprooted. As a servant of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, any plant that the devil has planted in your family, tonight, may it be uprooted in the name of Jesus. So, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, God deals with David. He rebukes him. And David repents. And chapter 13, the curse of immorality now goes to David's firstborn, Amnon. And take note, the woman who led Judah into sexual sin was called Tamar. The woman that brought the incest, the woman that brought the incest into David's family was called Tamar, David's daughter. For me, I think that Tamar, a spirit of seduction, the spirit of seduction that came on the old Tamar, came on her to seduce Amnon, even though Amnon too was willing here to do his thing. Amen? Why would David name his daughter Tamar? Because probably he heard that was his grandmother, but he didn't hear how she became the grandmother. And there are some of you, you have named your children after certain relatives and after certain people. You don't even know, because names are powerful. Names are spirits. Oh, the Bible says, whatever name Adam gave to anything, that was what it became. So if the thing had four legs and Adam said dog, immediately the thing began to bark. You didn't hear me. The spirit of the name determines how it should be. And so Tamar brought incest with Amnon into David's family. Time will not permit me to. I was going to preach on mobile cases, but I don't know why the Holy Spirit keeps leading me in this direction. But I like to follow the Spirit. So fast forward. Let me do away with David and come to Solomon. Solomon, in 1 Kings, the Bible tells us he loved the Lord, that he gave 1,000 burnt offerings. He loved the Lord. And God appeared to him after giving 1,000 burnt offerings. And God said, ask me what you want. He said, I don't want anything. I want wisdom. And God said, because you did not ask for riches or the life of your enemy, me, I will give you riches. And the Bible says God made him the wisest man in his time. God made him the richest man. In fact, the Bible says it got to a time the stones in Israel became silver. You are looking for a stone to kill a bird. Ofa, now a coin. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? And God did it. Is it not amazing to you that a man like Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived in his days, when his father was dying, his father left him 12 tribes and the surrounding nations that had been conquered. By the time Solomon was dying, God said, I will leave you one tribe. And even that, because of David, your father's sake. God didn't say because of you, Solomon, but because of David. Listen, because of you, may your children yet unborn be protected. Because of you, may God remember your family. Whatever curse there was in your family, because of you, may it be uprooted. Whatever was fighting your family, because of you, may it be removed. Whatever was resisting the house, because of you, may it be broken by the power of the Holy Ghost. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him thanks. He said, because of my servant David's sake. Listen. As a child of God, you've got to begin to see yourself as the Joseph of your family. It's not by mistake you are here at such a time as this. God, when you got saved, God could have taken you to heaven. But he left you here. Why? For you to occupy till he comes. So God left you here to be the stand-in person for your family. Amen. So the Bible says, Solomon, in 2 Kings chapter 11, from verse 1, it says Solomon loved strange women. Oh, 1 Kings chapter 11, from verse 1. It says, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites. Go on. Of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. The woman, the person you marry, for some of you ladies, you are looking for a man, brothers, no, one on tea yet. The person won't rap me, brother, no, oh, onim kasa. You don't thank God that the guy, he grew up in the church, he hasn't gone outside before, he hasn't been defiled anywhere. The guy does not know how to rap, but the guy fears the Lord. The guy will take care of you, the guy will protect you. You are looking for a guy who will run you, who will tell you that his father owns the airport, the Kotoka International Airport. You are looking for a guy who will tell you in his house, Rolls Royce is what they use to the market. You are looking for a guy who will lie to you that every week he will take you to Paris. That is the kind of guy you are looking for. When you have people who fear the Lord, listen to me, my sister, my daughter, no matter how successful the person is, if that person does not know the Lord, that person shouldn't be your husband. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. They will take your heart away from God. My brother, that sister, our hips in today. Our boobs in today. You are thinking with your waist instead of thinking with your head. I learned some of the Christian young men are saying, they don't understand why they are not allowing us to marry too. And they don't understand. You think God did not know why he said, therefore, the man shall leave his father and mother, cleave to his wife. He didn't say cleave to his wives. And the early church fathers insisted that we marry one. If your wife gets annoyed and says that this particular week I will bless you breakfast, lunch, supper, who may collapse it? Sorry, Solomon was thinking with his pants. So the Bible says he married. Let's go on. We got to verse 2. Let's go to verse 3. He says, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines. He took the sexual sin to another level. The sexual sin that affected his grandfather. You remember, if an evil spirit leaves a man, he goes to walk in waterless places, goes to get seven more wicked spirits than himself. Because of that door that his great-grandfather Judah opened into the family. Now see, God had to have mercy on David. Look, when you continue that chapter, you see that his servants and people, by the time Solomon was dying, he didn't have a kingdom together. This was the wisest man who ever lived. Listen, because his great grandfather allowed this thing into the family. Whatever has been allowed into your family, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, today we bind it. We call the blood. We say that in the name of Jesus, may it be uprooted by the power of the Holy Ghost. May you be liberated. May your family be liberated. May your children not fight those battles because you have won those battles. I'm very old school. In old school, we believe that you have to pray long. So me, I pray long. I don't mean in public, in private. And years ago, when I was a young man, I asked God, God, why do you make me pray so long? He said, because where you are coming from is far, and your prayers are clearing the way for you. Now, when you are sorena seti fasting, and you are in your house, you are not coming, there is a prayer meeting, you are not coming. Meanwhile, the things that are following you, the things that are militating against you, you know in your family, nobody has a successful marriage. You have been married, and instead of protecting that marriage by seeking the face of the Lord, by praying, by taking authority, by destroying the works of the devil, you are sitting down in your house and you are making, and these days we pray too much. These days we pray. It is not only tongues that makes it. The Apostle Paul, who was a lawyer, he said, I speak in tongues more than you all. Why? Because when I pray in an unknown tongue, my understanding is unfruitful. How be it in the spirit, I am speaking mysteries. And so Paul continues to say, because of that, I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding. Jude, the brother of Jesus, he said, therefore, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. If Paul said, I pray in tongues more than you all, then he was a praying machine. Stop all these, listen. In the 90s, there was a guy who walked into my office when we were at Circle. All of them. And when he came, he brought his certificates. 8 certificates. Masters. Why? And in the 80s. This was 95, thereabout. Now, in those days, when you had masters, you were Ogboro. If you had even a first degree, you were... And this guy had 8 degrees. And he had left school for 15 years. He didn't have a job. He didn't have a job. No. By the power of the Holy Ghost. It was broken over his life. And the guy got a job. That will be your testimony. Whatever has been fighting you in the name of Jesus will break by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, Zeba and Zalmunna, when Joshua conquered them, Joshua asked them, how did the people whom you killed, how did they look like? Jones, quickly put the scripture on the screen for me. Or Elvis. He said, how did they look like? He said, they look like the sons of a king. Like you, the sons of a king. What does it mean? It means that the people, they looked noble. The Bible says, I have seen this anomaly on the earth. Servants riding horses. And princes walking. Nobles. I've seen beautiful ladies. I mean, if it's physical, they have it. If it's character, they have it. If it's godliness, they have it. If it's homemaking, they have it. Yet they are not getting married. And I've seen people whose faces are like my own. Very. And men are somersaulting over them. Servants are riding horses and princes are walking. Why? Because probably there is something in your family line that even though you look beautiful, when you come out, the men who see you, they see a mask over your face. They see you like some kakamotobi. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, may that kakamotobi spirit be bound in, oh, give him praise. Said they look like kings. There are some, you see, there are some men you see, they have personality. I mean, naturally, they have personality. They are noble from birth. But it doesn't end them anywhere. Because maybe that nobility has been traded for something.
Jesus.
In Matthew chapter 17, verse 21, Jesus said, how be it,
this kind
does not go out except by prayer and fasting. There are certain kinds of situations. Stop all this, your polished Christianity.
Hey.
Amen. You know the end of polished Christianity. You see, polished Christianity is the Christianity that is professional. It gets used to the things we do. And so when we come to worship, when they raise the song, you deserve the glory, then you start singing, but your heart is not in it. When praise and worship is going on, you are doing Facebook, but chatting. Some of you, when preaching is going on, you are giggling, you are talking, you are chatting. You are not sharing it with your friends. But you are not interested. Your Christianity has become professional. And you know it happened to Samson. When Delilah was shaving off Samson's hair, Samson said, I will shake myself as at other times. The Bible says, but he wished not that the power was departed from him. He didn't know. And a lot of the times, when the Holy Spirit leaves you, you see, when the Holy Spirit is coming into your life, it comes with a bang. So you see either he comes with you speaking in tongues, you prophesying, I mean things will be happening. But when he leaves you gently. He goes like a dove. And that is why many people don't notice when the Holy Spirit has left them. And so they will tell you, but if the God is not with me, why am I seeing these miracles? Oh, you are seeing miracles and so you think God is with you? When I was a young man, and I was battling the scripture because I was seeing people who were anointed and suddenly they were not anointed anymore. And I was asking God, but you said the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. He said, Charles, it's like a pipe. When there is water from the source and you close the tap, water will still come down for some time before it stops completely. When people allow sin to choke their lives and my power is taken from them, they still see a few results, but with time there will be nothing anymore to see. And listen, the most difficult thing is to get back the power you lost. Because most of the time the power and the grace you get it when you are young. So by the time you are old, the Tobe Ye prayer that you used to pray in your 20s, you can't do it anymore. So if you've lost it, you are finished. And the worst thing that can happen to a man or a woman is to lose that grace, that anointing, where you put in minimum effort and you get maximum results. Because when the Bible says, not by might, nor by power, it means that you will work like a mouse and harvest like an elephant. But when the power is not there, you work like an elephant and you get the results of a lizard. But tonight, if that has been your story, by the power of the Holy Ghost, may you be delivered in the name of Jesus. May you be set free. You know, there are times we pride ourselves as Christians. God is the God of the second chance. You don't know him very well. You don't know. Why did he not give Moses a second chance when he said you are not going to the promised land? He hasn't changed though. He said, Moses, don't talk to me about it again. It's finished. Case closed. We misunderstand the grace of God. And so we do things. You know, and we say, but Samson's hair began to grow again. Yes, his hair began to grow again, but he was blind. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He didn't hear that. His hair began to grow again, but he was blind. He was blind. He needed somebody to lead him. So listen, opening the door for the devil to attack you, there are things you lose, you never get again. Today you and I are able to preach about David and say that David took Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. So even though David was the man after God's heart, because when God spoke to him, he repented. But we still preach with David, because that mark can never be erased. Stop your professional Christianity. Tell somebody, stop your professional Christianity. You know, God says, if you honor me, I will honor you. If you despise me, I will reject you. God is like that. Says, if you honor me, and there are so many Christians who are dishonoring God. Some of you, if it hadn't been this program, since the COVID came, you haven't been to church. Meanwhile, you go to work, you go to funerals, you go to parties. You see your priorities? You are dishonoring God. And when you dishonor God, he dishonors you. Amen? Amen. May God's mercy speak for us. I said, may God's mercy speak for us. Yeah. But tonight, God sent me here to help you uproot anything that will stop you from fulfilling God's plan and purpose. Anything that will delay you on the way. Can you imagine 10 generations delayed? 10 generations.
My God.
Because God was waiting. God was waiting for the 10th generation, because an illegitimate relationship means that they had to wait 10 generations. God was waiting. God was waiting. So it means that the plan and purpose of God had been declared, but it couldn't be fulfilled. There are things that must be fulfilled in your life and in your family. For some of you, there is some honor that your family must get. And somewhere, somehow, the devil has swallowed those riches. It must be vomited. So, but if I don't know whether you also joined the party that fast in January. Your church fast in January. Uh-huh. So if the church is fasting in January, that is not the time to still sit in your house and be making yourself It's not the same. Tell somebody it's not the same. God says, if you draw near me, I will draw near you.
Oh, give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Let me conclude by reading the scripture. Because that was the scripture I was going to preach from. But I couldn't preach it. Zechariah chapter 5 verse 3. He says, "Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off as on this side according to it. And everyone that swears shall be cut off as on that side according to it. I'll bring it forth, says the Lord of hosts. It shall enter into the house of the thief and into the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name. And it shall remain in the midst of his house and shall consume it with the timber thereof and the stones thereof." Says if you steal, a mobile curse will follow you. If you use the name of the Lord wrongly, a mobile curse will follow you. It will eat your walls and eat your doors. And you know, most Christians steal from God. He says, "You have robbed me, even this whole nation, in your tithes and offerings." There are many Christians who have brought mobile curses into their homes and their business. John Haggai, the man who started Haggai Institute, Haggai Institute of Advanced Leadership, trained thousands of people. One day, he was traveling with a guy, and the man was driving on the highway. Started having a conversation with the guy. Then he asked him, "Do you tithe?" The guy's a Christian. He said, "No." He said, "Park the car." The guy said, "Why?" He said, "Park the car." So the guy parked. Then he got down. He said, "I'm not safe in your car. Because you are under a curse. You don't tithe. You are under a curse. How can I be riding? Because you don't have spiritual insurance. How can I be riding your car? Anything at all can happen to me because you don't tithe." And there are some of you, you've made your house vulnerable. Your children are vulnerable. Your spouse is vulnerable because you don't tithe. Am I teaching some Bible? So he says, "Bring ye all the tithes into my storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, if I will not rebuke the devourer for your sake." That devourer that came to devour you or to devour you. Your tithes sucks in. There are times it's not just the prayer. You have to. From when I heard tithing as a young believer 41 years ago, I got saved 41 years ago. I was a practicing Nichiren Shoshu Buddhist when I got saved at the age of 18. I was a practicing Nichiren Shoshu Buddhist. I was chanting Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, Japanese form of Buddhism, for 4 years. Very dedicated. And when I got saved and I had tithing, I have never broken it. Look. As a young man, I came to live at Choco. And I used to go to fellowship at North Carnation. I will have my tithes in my Bible and I will walk to church from Choco to North Carnation. There is a big time contractor. Anybody he meets who knows me, he says, "Oh, Bishop Ajinasari led me to Christ." And when he led me to Christ, he made us walk from Choco to North Carnation. And the sad part is that he didn't even buy water for me. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? But I was still dedicated. I walked. Rain or shine, I was walking through it. Because listen, this God, if you honor him, he will honor you. If you honor him, he will honor you. God opened the doors to the nations for me as a young man. I did my first crusade in India when I was 31 years old.
31 years old, I sponsored a crusade in India. Because this God, when you honor him, there are some of you God wants to lift up. Your amen is a tougher. But when you steal, and there are some of you, you work for somebody, you sell in somebody's shop, and you are stealing the things you sell there. You go to buy your own and bring in the shop. So when you sell, the person's goods are not being sold. A mobile cash is released into your house. It's chasing you. Some of you, you want to leave your boss, and you go to see his customers. Then you leave. A mobile cash will follow you. Listen, it may take time, but it will follow you. Scripture cannot be broken. It will eat your walls. It will eat your stones. This is the last day. Love so. Also, I hope I'm blessing your people. Listen, in the next few minutes, I'm going to pray with you. But before I pray with you, listen. There are some of you, you must repent of your sin. You must repent of your sins and give your life to Jesus. You are here today and you are saying, Bishop, I agree. I want to repent of my sins. Lift up your hand and stand up. I'm going to pray with you. Yes, you want to repent of your sins. Yes, thank you. Lift up your hand, stand on your feet. You want to repent of your sins. Lift up your hand, stand on your feet. You want to repent of your sins. You want to repent of your sins. Come out of your seat to me in front here. You want to repent of your sins. Come out of your seat to me in front here. You may have been coming to this church for 3 years, but you haven't repented of your sins. You come, you sing our songs like everybody else, but you haven't repented. Come out here, I'm going to pray with you. Yabada satasa. Mreneke soboko. Mrano katas. Breke kekoso. Bilili basa. Koba shaka. Leba saka. Mrene kebra nuska balase. Hey! Shabara satakaka. You are here today, you backslided, and you want to come back to the Lord. Come out of your seat, come to me in front here. You backslided, you want to come back to the Lord. You fell into sin and you are swimming in the sin. Get up and come. Today is a new beginning for you. You have a bad addiction. You have a bad addiction. Get up and come. I want to pray with you. A bad addiction. Get up and come. Lift up one hand and say this after me. Say, dear God, I repent of my sins. Forgive me all my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Make my life a testimony to those who know me. Thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. In Jesus' name. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I commit these ones to you. I pray that something will break in their lives. They will know you and know you better. Establish them, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Man of God, do you have any instructions for them before I continue to pray? Okay, they should follow him, right? You see the man at the back there. Follow him. There are some trained people that will talk with you. Follow him. Lift up your hand. Follow him. Follow him. Don't go to your seat. Follow him. Put your hands together for them. Follow him. Put your hands together for them. 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 Jojo, can you give Jojo Emmanuelson a microphone to do me a song whilst I wait for these dear people? Amen.
But if what time, man, I'm in pong.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you.
Listen to me. You are a pastor and you know you lost something along the line, and tonight you want a restoration. Come and stand here. I'm going to pray with you. You are a pastor. You lost something along the line. Tonight you want a restoration. Come and stand here. I'm going to pray with you. Kabasata salaba. Yemana sakata.
Sweet Spirit, I pray.
Come
in thy strength and thy power.
Open your two hands.
Oh, come in thy
soft. Are you ready for God to touch you? To do a new work in your life? Get ready. Because in the next few moments, the Holy Spirit will visit you. Holy Spirit, He'll fill you with fresh fire, a fresh anointing. He'll stretch forth his hands and touch you. Holy Spirit, restore to your people the joy of the power in their lives. Right now, receive the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It's flowing through your hands now. Take it now. Take it now. Take it now. Ushers, when God starts touching them, just receive them down. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fire. Touch, Lord. Do I have some ushers working with me? My goodness. Do I have some ushers? Oh dear Jesus, fresh fire. Mararakosas. Malaraba Santa Saya. Oh, fresh fire. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire. Fire. Holy Ghost fire. Take it now. Take it now. Holy Ghost fire. Take it now. Kola la la la. Not by might. Not by might. Not by might. Yabada Santa. Oh dear Jesus, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now! Oh dear Jesus, a season of restoration. Oh, what the locust and the cankerworm has eaten, what they have eaten, Lord, let it be restored. Abba Santa. Oh dear Jesus. Kabaraka sakala la basantana. Oh, fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fire, fire. Do I have some ushers working with me? Yes. You can go to your seat. Oh dear Jesus. Hadabasata kala la la la. Eh mama sakara basaka. Mrenene church, will you please stand? Hey, kabasaya. Lift up your hand. Right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any covenant that was agreed upon by my ancestors that is working against me and my family, today, Lord, I renounce them, and I ask that they be uprooted by the strength and the power in the blood, and I ask that from today I be liberated. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and talk to God. Open your mouth and talk to God. 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 Talk to Him now. Hey, talk to God. Talk to God, talk to God.
Something must break. Something must break. By the power of the Holy Ghost, something must break. 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 By the power of the Holy Ghost, something must break. Something must break. In the name of Jesus, something must break. By the power of the Holy Ghost, something must break. Something must break. Something must break. In the name of Jesus, something must break. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Something must break. Brando Casata Kalala. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You have this sickness in your family that affected your grandfather, your grandmother, your father, your parents, you too. It has affected you. Come and stand here. I'm going to pray for you. Tonight, we are uprooting curses. Generational curses. Mrando Sada. Yabalala Sa. Stand.
Sweet Spirit.
Hey, Manus Cabra Sota Labra Sakai.
In the strength and
thy power. Oh dear Lord. Shabra no kasakas.
In thy own special way.
Yebara dasakasakas. Lift up your two hands. Any legal right that the devil has against you, tonight we are breaking it. Any legal right that makes the devil makes demands on your life, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father, in the name of Jesus, we uproot every sickness, every family sickness, right now. Are you ready? The Holy Spirit is dipping his hand in your body. He's taking out that sickness. Receive him now. Receive his touch now. Not by might, not by power. Be loosed in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost. Every family curse in terms of sickness be uprooted in the name of Jesus, and I ask that you be made every way to all in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. Say, Father, thank you for uprooting any family sickness from my body, because any plant that you did not plant shall be uprooted, according to Matthew 15:13. And so now I ask that this sickness be uprooted from my body in Jesus' name. God bless you. Go back to us.
Sweet Spirit,
listen. If you are deaf, take your seats for a few minutes. I remember I was doing a meeting. Carry hair. Can we get some men ushers to help carry hair? I said carry hair. I was doing a meeting in Takoradi. Somebody went under the power of the Holy Ghost for 18 hours. 18 hours. In fact, at Circle, we saw a number of them. And you know, when people go under the power, in Genesis, you know, there are times we think that it's demons, that's why people go, no. It's just one of the things. But at times, God wants to work on somebody. So he makes them go under the power. He made Adam fall into a deep sleep so that he could do a creative miracle, operate him and come out with the woman. There are times, by the time people go under the power and come back, they are new people. They are new people. Time will not permit me to share testimonies of people who've gone under the power in my meetings and all kinds of things that have happened. If you are deaf in one ear, deaf in both ears, dumb, a stammerer, come out. I want to pray for you. Deaf in one ear, deaf in both ears, a stammerer, come, let me pray for you. What is wrong with her? She can't talk, she can't hear. For how long? From birth.
In thy own special ways.
Good. Thou deaf and dumb spirit, loose this ear. Thou dumb tongue, loose this lady, let her go free. God has thanked the lady who came with her. God has thanked. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Baba. Baba.
Baba.
Baba.
Baba.
Amen.
Amen.
One.
One.
Two. Jesus Christ, say yeah. Who is she to you?
She's my sister.
She's your sister.
Yes.
Why are you crying like that? You are happy.
Yes.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. God bless you. What is that? A stammerer. Take out here. You're a stammerer. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I ask that this tongue will loose by the power of the Holy Ghost. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
No more stammering.
No more stammering.
You are still stammering. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you touched the blind man. You gave him a second touch. And his blindness left In Jesus' name. Look at me. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. No more stammering.
No, you are not completely, it's not completely manifested. Father, I ask that totally you will loose the tongue. It will be free in Jesus' name. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. No more stammering. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. No more stammering. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Mama.
No more stammering.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Touch of the Holy Ghost.
Now,
listen. Will you please stand? Stand. Lift up your two hands. Get ready for a touch of the Holy Ghost. Are you ready to be touched by the power of the Holy Ghost? You are a stammerer. Father, touch his tongue. Loose him in the name of Jesus. I call it done. God bless you. Say no more stammering.
No more stammering.
From today,
I am free.
God bless you. Open your two hands. Listen, I'm going to pray any curse in your family that it be uprooted right now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Open your two hands. Oh, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Some of you, the anointing will come upon you. Some of you may not be able to stand on your feet. Some of you, it's a demon that has caused that family curse. It will come out with a scream, but God will set you free. Holy Spirit, tonight, you are closer to the people than the clothes they are wearing. And if you are watching me by television, watching via Facebook, YouTube, whatever means, the Holy Spirit is where you are right now. Get ready to be set free from every family curse. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you dip your hand into this life as a point of contact for the family. And right now, uproot every curse. Uproot every curse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ushers, when God starts touching them, carry them to the front. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I ask that every family curse be uprooted. Satan, loose. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. Loose your hold. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. By the power of the Holy Ghost, you are coming out. Foul tormenting spirits harassing these families, come out. In the name of Jesus, you are coming out. You are coming out. Maradabos. Breneke kokosota. Mra, you are coming out. You are coming out. Ushers, carry them to me here. In the name of Jesus, you are being set free. By the power of the Holy Ghost, yokes are breaking right now. Ancestral yokes are breaking. Fetish spirits are coming out. You see yourself dancing a fetish dance. You are being set free today. You are being set free today. The spirit of incubus and succubus that sleeps with you in your dreams right now, be set free now. You are being loosed. You are being loosed. You are being loosed by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are coming out. You are coming out not by might. You are being loosed. Every family curse. You are being loosed. That curse in your family. 11 men softly. 11 men are being set free softly. 11 men are being set free right now. The spirit of premature death in your family is breaking now. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Maradabos. Not by might. Not by might. Not by might. Not by might. Yaba. Groves are disappearing right now. Groves are disappearing. Fibroids are disappearing. Cancers are disappearing right now. In the name of Jesus. Goiters are disappearing. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Be loose. Be loose. Kabarasaba. Hey. Yabarosa. Mrandokasa brandokada brandoka. Hey. Shimranakosaba. Pa. Lemonoseka. Mreke papa. Leba Shaba Kaba Raba Saka Riba Toka Baba Yamanana Kasatasa Yamanana Santa Holy Ghost Fire. Listen, open your two hands. I'm going to pray for a new anointing upon your life. Today is the last day. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Manus katasuta kala sapra. God is going to anoint you for great things. Are you ready? Pastor Eben, come and pray for this lady. Quickly. Pastor Eben, come and pray for this lady. Marasata sata, pray for her. Yebruskata, are you ready? Open your two hands. Don't push her too hard on the ground, eh, ushers? Are you ready for the touch of the Holy Ghost? Some of you, God will open your eyes to see. Some of you, He will open your ears to hear. Some of you, He will anoint your hands to heal. But there is a release of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, tonight, ushers, get ready. Because what is going to happen here will be manya, 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 manya. Manya, 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 manya. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, a power encounter. Now, fire of God. Fire of God. Fall tonight. Fire of God. Fire of God, fall tonight in the name of Jesus. Experience the fire of God. Those on my right hand side, open your two hands, get ready. Those on my right hand side over there, are you ready for the touch of the Holy Ghost? Are you ready for the touch of the Holy Ghost? Get ready. In the name of Jesus, from the front there, the Holy Spirit is touching you. Take the anointing now. Take it now. Receive the touch of the Holy Ghost. Receive fire. Fire now. Brado saka basuta kala. Mreke papasa. Hey! Mrana sakasa. Lift your hands and just thank the Lord.
He touched me.
Thank Him now.
Oh, He touched me.
Taka da 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 da.
And no.
Oh dear Jesus,
to fill my soul.
Hey Lord, takalalabas.
Something
happened,
and I know He touched me, and He made
softly. Those behind pastor's wife, lift up your two hands. I can see a cloud over there. I can see a cloud over there. Get ready. There is an anointing coming upon you. Receive it now. Receive the anointing. Receive it now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Fire now. Kalalala. Oh, dear Jesus. God is opening the eyes of some people over there. Take it now. Some of you, you can feel like fire in your hands. It's the healing anointing. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Take it right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shamranaka.
Touch me and he made me yours.
Saturate me with your anointing. Saturate me with your presence. I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, oh Lord, I pray. Saturate me, Lord. Saturate me with your anointing. Saturate me, saturate me, saturate me in your presence. In your presence, Lord, I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, oh Lord, I pray. Sing it with me now. Saturate me with your anointing. Saturate me in your power. Saturate me with your presence. I've got to have more of your power. I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, oh Lord, I pray. Oh, glory to Jesus. Ushers, wake them up. Let them go to their seat. You are never the same. I wanted to pray for you to confirm some things, but I don't have enough space to do it, so you are never the same. Give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Oh, yeah, how many know you will never be the same? You know you will never be the same. Saturate me, Lord. Saturate me with your anointing. Saturate me in your presence. I've got to have more of your anointing. I've got to have more of your anointing. You want me to pray for you? Can you bring some anointing oil? Saturate me with your anointing. Saturate me, Lord. Saturate me with your presence. Can I have some anointing oil? I've got to have more of your anointing in my life. Saturate me, oh Lord, I pray. Yes, Lord. A new anointing. A fresh season. Lord, great grace. Grant your son utterance. Grant him power. In a new dimension, open to him the treasures of darkness. Let your power flow through him in a new way. Let this be the beginning of a new phase of his ministry by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, dear Lord, touch him now with fresh fire. Touch your daughter. Anoint your daughter through her hands. Let yokes be destroyed. Let lives be transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Glorify your name in their lives. I use her as a point of contact for the children. Touch them, Lord. Make them a testimony. In the name of Jesus, receive fresh fire. Yes.
Saturate me, Lord.
Yes, Lord. A fresh anointing. Fresh fire. May God touch your lips. May He anoint your eyes to see. May He anoint your ears to hear. May your hands be anointed to work the supernatural in a new dimension. Experience great grace. In Jesus' name, receive fresh fire. Lift your hands and just love the Lord. Love the Lord.
Saturate me, Lord, I pray.
Saturate me.
Saturate me with your anointing.
Let me pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for Alabaster. I pray that this will be a new season in this church. I pray that great grace will be the portion of this church. Hey, I pray for the spirit of increase. Yaba, Sima, Kalaba. Hey, Basata, Sata, Kaka, Paka, Ribakas. Get ready yourself for Holy Ghost trouble. Because I can see people. I can see people from the north. I can see them from the south. I can see them from the east and the west. I can see people. Get ready for the increase. Ah, Shaba Rosatas. Mrano Kaba. You know, when we were at Circle, it got to a time. Whether I was praying or eating, I could see us worshiping on a park. A big place. Big place. I mean, whether I was sleeping, whether I could see people. And the day I saw in the newspaper they were selling the Meat Marketing Board properties, and we walked into Joulu, where we have the dome now. It used to be giant grass. It was a place where the silt from all of Joulu used to come. I mean, nobody wanted that place. It was, oh, and the giant grass was like that. When I walked in there and I saw the giant grass, suddenly it looked like the faces I had seen in my vision. I see growth. I see increase in the name of Jesus. Receive it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, meet your people at their point of need. By the power of the Holy Ghost, give them praise. Give them praise. Give them praise. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Oh, okay. Let me mention these three books. I've done almost 80 books now. I spoke from this, release me from curses to blessings. Get it? And I spoke from also fasting and prayer, releasing God's explosive power. And this is the Joseph paradigm of leadership. The excellent boss and subordinate. Take advantage of these books. Your life will never be the same. Amen.
Somebody, are you clapping and celebrating? Whoa! What a night! What a bishop! What a man of God! What a word!
Are you clapping? You may be seated briefly. Bishop has a book stand. We have mounted a book stand outside. And pastors, this is where I really encourage you to dip into. Go for the set. Anything, you know, when you see a good man, when you see a good author, whatever the author has, go for all of it and consume it. And the Lord will favor you and bless you. Can I hear a good amen?
Amen.
Before we go home tonight, let me use opportunity to salute God for the life of my father, the bishop. For honoring us to the glory of the Lord to be here to close this meeting for us. Papa, the Lord richly bless you. What a ministration, what a time. My God. We are so blessed to receive your ministration. We know we will never be the same again. We can feel it. We can feel it. We can feel it. Hallelujah. Say a good amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.